Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely terrific day today. Hope you guys are staying healthy as always. And be sure if you need anything, check out the website at healthmasters.com. The zinc glycinate on sale for product of the week right now at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out. Over 20% off. On sale at Health Masters. And also, too, be sure to check out some of the other specials we have on there, including the GHI Cleanse and also the Body Fat Burning Stack, along with the Blood Sugar Support Stack. Those two together with the Cinnamon Extract and Berberine make an incredibly effective stack at helping to maintain healthy blood sugar and burn body fat. And speaking of that, this is an interesting article. I was reading about it all morning. It's funny because we've talked about this for decades. We've gone into detail on this as far as healthy diet. And Dr. Mizuno Masato, director of Japanese Institute of Health and Nutrition, just published a study showing how a high-protein, high-fat diet can massively help you burn body fat while maintaining and stabilizing blood sugar. He said the high-fat, high-protein diet involved consuming 40% protein, 50% healthy fats, and only 10% or less carbohydrates per meal. This differs from the traditional concept of the 20% protein, 20% fat, and 60 to 70% carbohydrates, which is a typical average American diet. And so in the article he discussed in Health Magazine called Peace of Mind, he discussed how his blood sugar got back under control, and he was actually diabetic on insulin when he started this protocol, and he was actually able to get completely off insulin, changing his diet and essentially cutting out refined carbs and going with healthy fats and protein. And this is why I talk about it all the time. So does Dad, why it's so important to really monitor your diet as best possible. 80-20, I always tell people that most of the time, that's the good ratio. 80% healthy, 20% cheat meals. You stay in that ratio, you can stay in pretty good shape and overall health-wise, because again, sometimes, you know, I get it. You want to have a cheeseburger, you want to grab some ice cream, not a big deal, but eating that stuff on a regular basis has no health benefits for you whatsoever. And interesting, another study just came out suggests that relying solely on physical activity may not be enough to counter the heart health risks associated with sugary drinks such as sodas. Researchers from Canada discovered that even if people meet the recommended 150 minutes of per week of physical activity, it may not fully offset the negative effects on cardiovascular health from drinking sugar-sweetened beverages such as soda. And the professor went into this and discussed how the heart issues are becoming more prevalent due to increased sugar in almost every single product, especially drinks. And they went on to say here the study, which looked at data from around 100,000 adults over 3 decades, found that those who drank sugary beverages and sodas more than twice a week had a significantly heightened risk of heart disease, regardless of how much exercise they did. Even worse, the risk increased for those who consumed drinks daily, as far as increased drinks daily, and also the less exercise increase that cardiovascular. So want to stay healthy, try to stay away from the sodas and high fructose corn syrup. We've talked about it all the time, and I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes, but yet you still see people guzzling that stuff down on a regular basis. There's no health benefits as far as drinking the stuff down with high fructose corn syrup in it. So again, keep it out of your diet as best as possible. It'll be a lot better off from it.
Well, when you combine, you know, the high fructose corn syrup with alcohol, you know, people drinking sodas and alcohol, or they're having mixed drinks with, you know, high fructose corn syrup and alcohol in it, it's like a double whammy.
There you go.
And the biggest problem, again, and what we've talked about many times is this, it's insulin. And when you elevate insulin levels by using high fructose corn syrup and eating a lot of carbohydrates, that insulin is a storage hormone, and it basically has the, it takes those extra carbs and it turns them into fat. Once they've been turned to fat, they can never be turned back into carbohydrates. It doesn't work that way. They're stored. And so the only way you can burn them is to release a compound called glucagon, which helps burn body fat. You never release glucagon when your insulin levels are high, because it's like hitting on the gas and the brake at the same time. The glucagon burns fat. The insulin stores fat. So you're trying to mash them both down. It doesn't work. You keep storing more fat. That causes syndrome X. When you cause a syndrome X, then you basically become insulin desensitized, and your insulin goes sky high, which causes all types of cardiovascular problems, including heart disease, diabetes, cancer. This goes on and on and on and on. And the problem is that what they say now is that now we need to be eating a diet that's lower in carbohydrates, higher in fat, and higher in protein. What they don't specify is this. The omega-3 fats are the ones you need to be specialized in doing with. This is like, you know, wild organic salmon. This is like, you know, our omega-3 fish oils. All these things need to be increased in the diet, and the omega-6 oils need to be taken back out. But sadly, you know, people want to eat high fructose corn syrup every single day. They're hooked on sodas. You know, I had to deal with that with my kids. You know, not with Austin. Austin never had a problem with that. But other kids who have, they basically want to come in and drink sodas all the time. and they want to eat junk food all the time. And so when you elevate your calories, let's say you take in a 1,500 or 2,000 calorie meal with sodas and junk food, the body doesn't need that. It needs like 600 or 800 calories per meal if you're really, really hungry in order to metabolize that food properly and use it for energy. So what it does, it takes that extra 1,000 calories and it stores it as fat. And it goes, and it just happens. You suddenly start gaining a pound a month. You don't even realize the first 3 or 4 months. You don't even pay attention to it. That's why I say it's very important to weigh in every single day. Now, there's something else I want to cover today, too. And this is important because it's going to deal with a little spiritual stuff today that I had to talk about. You know, I've had multiple people now in the last year tell me that they've had sleep paralysis and they were demon attacked. Now, this is completely off the topic of what we're talking about right now as far as diet. But I needed to cover this because this has happened with three different people that I know in which they're demon attacked. And they hear they're paralyzed. They can't move. They hear mechanical sounds. They hear sounds of drills and drums and beatings, and some of them have drills applied to them. Horrible stuff happened to them. And you think, well, Ted, is that all real? Well, I'm going to talk about it right now. Remember, the battle that we're in is not against flesh and blood, but it's against these unseen realms that we're in. The Bible tells us that. Many teachers and pastors and alternative news people don't want to go down this rabbit hole. They only want to investigate the events and not the real reason the events occurred, because we don't want to understand who orchestrated these events. I covered a lot of this in Angel Wars. Our spirit that we have, that God gave us, the brain that God gave us, is created in His image. It is capable of so much more through Jesus, and is so powerful, and that most people cannot conceive of what we've been given by the blood covenant that we have with God. It is time that we as Christians opened our eyes and we realize that if we are to work and pray in the aggregate as believers, there's nothing we can't do. We have to understand that. A lot of people want to believe that the government, you know, in the corporations, you know, are basically causing all these problems we face in the United States. Though it is a contributing factor, the leaders in most cases are just puppets who are regularly replaced. In the corporate, you know, shadows, you will see the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Committee of 300, the CFR, the International Bankers, the WEF, you know, the IMF, the Vatican, the Masonic Lodges, etc. These groups do exert considerable power, but they are not the real controllers. The real controllers are beyond that. The Creator God, the Great I Am, created the heavens and the earth, but something happened. It was basically, and we talked about this in Angel Wars, a coup d'etat, you know, attempted in heaven. And Lucifer was cast out along with about a third of the angels. Now, we have to understand something. God is omnipresent. He knew what was going to happen. He wasn't surprised, but He changed the timeline. He sent Jesus into our timeline. Now, we have to understand something. Rush Dizdar, the late Rush Dizdar, used to talk about how there are different types of angels. And I agree with him, different types of entities and beings on this planet and the universe. The Great I Am, we need to realize the Great I Am can create anything He wants to be creating. It doesn't matter. That's why we always tell you, aliens are real, spaceships are real. We're here on prison planet Earth, trapped here with the rest of this group. So why is such a big taboo for us to talk about? Why do we have so much entrenched dogma that we don't want to discuss this? Well, Bernard Carr from Queen Mary University said it this way. Our consciousness, our DNA is multidimensional. It interacts with another dimension continually. Our coiled helix that we have is in another dimension part of it. Our physical sensations only show us a three-dimensional universe that exists in what exists in the higher dimensions are entities that we cannot touch with our physical sensors. This is what causes the sleep paralysis and the stuff that happens in the middle of the night. We need to realize that I've covered on previous shows that our DNA is that coiled helix and is a Tesla receiving sending unit, for better lack of a better vernacular. We need to understand what happens with all of this stuff. What this means is that we are created, or so we live, and we live in God's image. And now we have to understand that these entities don't want us to be part of that. They've been called many things, the Anunnaki, the Snake Brothers, Baal, Moloch, Quetzalcoatl, Asherah, all the stuff goes on, the jinn, the demons. These are basically names for the same demonic entities. And what we saw in the Christian church in 323 is that the Christian church covered it up by pulling the book of Enoch out, since the Roman Catholic church did all this. So these entities are from these other dimensions, these ancient Canaanite religions that I've talked about so many times. They're basically, you know, serving Satan, the father of lies. They create an inversion of the natural order of God. What is up is down. You know, you have upside down crosses, occult symbols, all of the stuff, corporate logos sometimes. They all carry energy fields. And what these demons, and why these demons, you know, are doing this to humans, is because they're obsessed with death. They are a sex death cult, we've talked about. That's why they're after the children, because it is an inversion of life. Plus, when they sacrifice a human or a child, energy is created via life photons, and the entities consume this for food. Hence why we have so much abortion, pedophilia, human sacrifice, the worship of Baal, Moloch, sacrifice of children, all of this stuff. That's why we have to understand that we are bought at a price by Jesus Christ, and we are serving the Most High God. And when things like this happen to you with sleep paralysis or you get demon attacked or whatever in the middle of the night, and don't look at me like you've never heard of this before, because this stuff is very, very real. A lot of times they call it, they say that you were alien abducted, okay, whatever that's supposed to mean. But I know this, is that if you get alien abducted and you call in the name of Jesus, it has to stop. Now, what I suggest is this. Somehow, if this stuff is happening to you, some type of portal's been opened up in your home or in you, or something's hitchhiked into your house or has come in from another entity. You think, well, this sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but I've experienced it personally, and I know it's real. So here's what I tell you to do. You've got to anoint your house with the blood of Christ by doing that, by using oil. That's what, because remember in the Old Testament, when the death angel was coming to the children of Israel in Egypt, they took hyssop and they covered the doorsteps with the blood of the lamb. Okay, when you anoint your door frames with oil and you plead the blood of Christ over your house, pleading it in prayer, and you station angels around your house, and you basically put, you know, station angels and plead the blood of Christ over it, and you put a hedge of thorns around your house, you stop these entities, and you've got to command them to go. You have authority as a Christian to do that. If you're not a Christian, you don't have authority. Now, let me say one other thing to you. If you've become a Christian recently and you're really trying to serve God now, and you have all kinds of stuff in your life that's bad, that was bad, these entities don't want to let you go. They're going to want you to get back on the drugs. They're going to want you to get back on the, you know, on the alcohol. They're going to want you to get back on the cigarettes. They're going to do everything they can to come rob, steal, and destroy. That's what they do. So don't get freaked out if this stuff happens to you, because it's pretty scary if it happens to you. It happened to me once. It was a nightmare. It was horrible. But I called on the name of Jesus and it stopped. I bought a house that was haunted. I kid you not. It was haunted. Apparently, they had been doing seances in that house. Somebody had died in that house, and it was a mess. And so I learned back then about spiritual warfare. And actually had a pastor come in, a priest, you could say, and basically anoint the house, and I watched him do it. So it's very important that we understand that this battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against these entities and these principalities and these other dimensions. We've got to see that. And when we understand that and we understand what God did by putting us in a blood covenant with Jesus, who is an omnipresent being who created the heavens and the earth, Jesus did, these entities are scared of him. So when you call in the name of Jesus, the reason they stop doing what they do to you is because they're afraid he's going to show up. Just remember that. It's got that much power in the name. But I had it happen to another friend of mine here recently, and they said they heard the mechanical sounds of clanging and banging, and, you know, and some people hear screaming and all the rest of the stuff. This place, this other place that we call hell, I promise you, if you get a portal opened up into there, you don't want to go there. This is not okay for you to even consider. Because remember, I'm going to say one other thing, too, and this is important. Let me say a couple more things. I don't care right now. I've kind of got an anointing on me this morning. But listen to me for a second. You've got to be so careful with the words that you speak. You know, you've got to be so careful with the words that you speak and the things that you believe and the people that you hang out with. Because these things, these other people can bring entities into your life. Plus, the words that you speak create physical reality. And that physical reality changes the fabric of space-time. And so if you want to be healthy, say, I'm always healthy. I thank you, Father, that I'm always walking in divine health. If you want to be blessed, I thank you, Father, that I'm always in the right place at the right time every single time. Always pray what you want, because the words that you speak create physical reality that changes your life. So if you're wondering why your life is a mess, if you're wondering how to fix your life, you've got to start praying. And listen to me. This is important, guys. This is really, really important. You have to pray out loud. These entities, these demons, they can't hear you when you're praying quietly and silently in your mind. They don't hear anything. Only God can hear that. But if you really want to rebuke these things and cast them out and be done with them, you got to speak directly to them and you got to pray out loud. So if you're married, it's important that you or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whoever you're with, that you guys pray together out loud every single day. If you do that, you create a spiritual bonding between you, and it creates spiritual intimacy. And that intimacy is what helps to maintain and commit the relationship to each other. People are always asking me, how in the world did you and Sharon stay married for, you know, 38 years? My response is always the same. We prayed together every single day. We had spiritual intimacy. We had physical intimacy. We had personal intimacy. All of that stuff is super important. One more thing, too, and this is super important that you, and forgive me, I'm not scripted right now. This is coming off the top of my head, so just bear with me if I start being repetitive on words. You have to understand you cannot be unequally yoked. If you're dating somebody, you better be taken into the church. If you're dating somebody, you better be praying with them. You've got to have that as Christians. The Bible says, coming out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. We need to understand that who we are and what we are in Christ, that we were bought at a price. Now, I'm not saying that I've got some perfect life, because I don't. I mean, I can't adjust a halo whatsoever. It doesn't exist over me. But what I do understand is this, that the power of life and death is in the tongue. and the power of life and death in the tongue, we create a physical reality around us by the words that we speak and by the actions that we do. If you're super negative all the time, I guarantee you, you're going to have a negative life. If you're positive, you'll have a much better life. I guarantee you that. Always pray in the affirmative of what you want. Always do that. It's so very, very important. And if you're in a relationship, it's very important that you don't nitpick the relationship and pick at it all the time and cause constant conflict. That's super, super important. If somebody doesn't put the dishes away right, or somebody doesn't put the toothpaste cap on, if somebody didn't put the toilet paper back on the roll, those things are annoying. I agree with you on that. But don't make a big issue out of stuff like that. It doesn't matter in the long-term scheme of things. Always look at the positive things that your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever has. Look at that. Build on the positive stuff and realize that if you build on the positive, you're going to accentuate the positive. If you build on the negative, you can accentuate the negative. It's going to make it worse and worse and worse. Learn to walk in love. It's very important. But I've had this happen now three times with people that I've known in the past year as far as these sleep paralysis things being attacked by demons. And I want you to know something. It's very, very real. And if you understand that, you'll start to realize that this is a spiritual warfare battle that we are all in. It is not a battle of flesh and blood. And that's why Jesus says in the Word, put on the full armor of God and you stand your ground. It says that. So you stand your ground. These entities, if you're a Christian, they have absolutely zero authority over you. Now, they'll make you believe they can do whatever they want to do, but they can't. They don't have that type of authority over you. So you have to let them into your house. You have to let them be part of your life, or you have to tell them, no, you can't be part of that. Always remember that. And I that's why I warned a friend of mine who went out and did all that ayahuasca stuff or whatever down there in Costa Rica. I said, don't do that. Don't open those portals. Don't go down there and do all that stuff. And since he did that, his life has turned into a wreck. I mean, a wreck. I'm not going to mention any names here. I mean, he opened these portals up, and I warned him not to do that. Don't give them directions on how to get back to you. It's not something you want to do. They can't see you clearly, remember? It's like a veil. They can see you. They can affect you. But unless they're in our dimension, they can't see you clearly. And the only way they can get in our dimension, in most cases, for a long period of time, is through possession. And that's why Jesus talked about that in the Word on how to cast out demons and all the rest of this stuff. But always remember that we were bought at a price, that God loves you so much that he sent Jesus himself to die for you. The creator of the universe, Christ, was sent here to die for you. And human beings killed him. They killed their own creator. Always remember that. You have been given freedom of will. You have a choice that you have to make every single day. When Joshua was asked, who are you going to serve today? He said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's what I'm going to do every single day for all of my life to the best of my abilities. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I'll always tell you that. Do I have a halo? Just absolutely no halos here. But the reality is that you've got to make those choices, those decisions every single day. That's why I say to you, don't put your hope and your trust in Donald Trump or in Joe Biden. Biden's senile. You know, Trump's a puppet. They're all puppets. Now they're saying that Trump can't raise a $400 million bond, and he's on all these other problems. All this stuff is obfuscation. They're keeping us entertained with the bread and circus of the masses. That's all this is. And you know, when we talk to you about the health stuff, it's because we want you to be healthy. We don't want you to be sick and diseased. We don't want you to have all kinds of health problems. So when they tell you, like Austin's first article that he came out with today, that you need to be on a high-protein, high healthy fat diet, like, you know, I had three eggs for breakfast this morning. I need to try to eat six eggs a day. When you do all of this stuff and you stay healthy, you can be a much better, how should I say, example. You can lead a life of basically excellence in all the areas of your life. But I want to bring you that message this morning because, guys, listen to me. This spiritual battle that we're in, this spiritual warfare that we're in, it's extremely real. The problem that we have, and the same old thing that happened in the Garden of Eden, is freedom of will. Everybody has to make a choice. Who are you going to serve today? I'm asking you that right now. Who are you going to serve? You're going to serve God? You're going to serve Jesus? Or are you going to serve the world? Always remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And we can make healthy choices and we can make good spiritual choices every single day, all of our lives. If we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the fruit of the land, is what the Word says, and we have to be willing and obedient. You can't be doing it if somebody else wants you to do it. You have to build a relationship with God because you want that relationship with God, and you want to be closer to God. And a lot of churches don't teach this. They just teach you this real shallow Christianity, and it's not that. What we have with the blood covenant with the Most High God is so powerful that it's unmeasurable. It's unfathomable what God has done for us. But we have to be willing to lay hold of it. The Bible says it this way. The kingdom of God has been advancing since the beginning of time, and forceful men lay hold of it. You've got to grab it because you want it. You want to have this in your life, and you want your life to be this way. You can't live your life, you know, half of the world and half out of the world. You can't do that. You got to want to have what God has for you all the days of your life, and he will bless you beyond measure in everything that you do. I promise you that. But the reality is that we've got to learn these things, sometimes the hard way, sometimes the easy way. I know I made a lot of mistakes when I was young. But what I always tried to do is when I make a mistake, I think, okay, what did I do? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? That's those three questions I always ask. And I would always try not to make that same mistake twice. Super, super, super important. If you got a life that you don't like, if you got relationships that you didn't like, if you got things going on in your life that you don't like that caused it because of the things that you've done, it's time for you to realize just maybe I need to start making other choices and other decisions. Maybe you don't need to hang out with people who smoke cigarettes if you want to drop smoking. Maybe you don't need to hang out with people, you know, who basically like to drink and get drunk if you want to stop drinking. Maybe the Bible says, come ye out from among them. It does say that. Be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. But I don't want to get real preachy with this one, but I want to share this with you because this sleep paralysis and being attacked at night is very, very, very real. When that happens, if it happens, always call on the name of Jesus immediately, and it'll stop if you're a born-again child of the Most High God. I love you guys. Also, what's your next story?
Great info. And that's one of the reasons why I always, always get on to people sometimes as far as with what they talk about and what they bring about as far as what they speak, especially when it comes to health and stuff like that. I've brought it up so many times. You talk to people sometimes and you go, oh, how are you doing? Oh, man, I feel horrible. I'm not doing that bad today. I'm like, okay, that's a great confession. Is that the way you want it to be? That's and right. Same thing you look at when it comes to diet and overall health. If you want to get back in better shape, if you want to feel better, if you want to have high energy, if you want to have high mental acuity, then you've got to start focusing on that. I feel really good today, blessed and highly favored, and then put the action behind it. Because you can have words, but you got to have action behind it. You got to basically make the difference. You got to put the grind in as far as an exercise. You got to change your diet and throw in supplements and nutrients that can help your body overall. So again, very, very important information to be very careful on what you say and your affirmations that you make every single day. Also, too, in other news, this is a funny story. And I want to put this out there because I was laughing about it. And, because I think I've told you guys for the last couple of years, you know, the consumer market and people that essentially control, the consumers control what goes on in a lot of these markets. And again, you've had the federal government now continually try to come in and dictate what we can and can't buy in the automotive industry. They've done this now by massively trying to force everybody in this EV sector that's an abysmal failure now, by the way, for good riddance. I've told you guys this for years. If you don't want to go along with something, don't buy it. Don't support a company that's selling something that you don't like. It's interesting now, Hertz is now firing their CEO after his horrible bet on electric vehicles falls apart. This is Hertz, the rental car company, Hertz Global Holdings. He is now resigning. Stephen Scher is resigning after his bet on electric vehicles crumbled. The announcement came Friday after the company for 2 years has been hemorrhaging cash with their EV market. The report noted that when Scher took the helm, the company had just experienced basically a downturn. Hertz then announced plans to order 100,000 cars from Tesla. He then doubled down in the months coming that he got the Sweden's Volvo electric car, Chinese Geely, another electric car, and also some GM electric vehicles as well. Those bets went horrific last year when Tesla started slashing prices across its lineup to keep growing vehicle sales up. This hammered the resale value of used models, and essentially Hertz added up tens of thousands of vehicles added to its fleet. It had to start liquidating rapidly because A, nobody was renting them, and B, they were hemorrhaging cash. I was talking to a buddy of mine who's in the markets yesterday, and he said now the EV market is down about 35% overall.
Good riddance.
Good riddance. And what's interesting about this here, uh-oh.
It's a good riddance. We'll see strong around, Austin.
A little zinc tower fall down over here. But he said now the company has already sold over 20,000 of its Tesla vehicles by 2023, and Hertz has announced it's going to be selling even more this year, citing lackluster demand, costly depreciation, and expensive repairs. They've already said that the company has taken over $245 million in losses, reported its biggest quarterly loss since the pandemic. And they're saying how Hertz's profitability wavered, and the company began blaming the decision on going green. This, again, has been one of the biggest scams we've ever seen in the automotive industry, considering how pollutive lithium ion batteries are to produce, not to mention everything else that goes along with these vehicles, including the massive amount of tire wear, infrastructure wear on the road because of how heavy these vehicles are, and the fact that there's no concept of maintaining a stable, economic, any economic continuity, because you have people that are buying these vehicles for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. They're depreciating $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 in the first year. Majority of people are financing these cars. And so what's happened is now you've got an entire market that isn't just upside down. They're like dangerously upside down to the point there's no redeeming on it. If you owe $70,000 on a car and it's only worth $30,000 on trade-in, you either got to have some deep pockets to pay that thing off to get out of it, or you're just stuck in a car now. And the issue that comes into it is these things are just a sinking ship. So another reason why I've told you guys over the last couple of years, don't just go along with things because it's the trendy thing to do. Make sure you do your own research, especially when it comes to the vehicle market. There's a lot of coming changes in the vehicle market as prices are starting to drop rapidly now all across the board with a lot of vehicles. The supply has come back up, and the interest rates have massively slowed down as far as the ability for people to be able to purchase these vehicles for a reasonable price. So, again, just be careful of what are you getting into as far as with the vehicle market right now. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. The CDC is now sending out a massive health alert over measles vaccination. The agency said healthcare providers should ensure all international travelers get vaccinated and anybody else that's eligible for the measles shot. Now, the problem that I have with this whole concept, and they sent out this health alert on Monday due to increased measles. They said there's been 58 cases this year in the entire United States. What's ironic about this, 58 cases of measles out of a population of 330 million is minute to even call it that. Now, what's interesting about this, though, you know, the concept of having a denatured virus like the measles injected into you from a vaccination standpoint, your body then building an immunity to it, that concept, I get it, and there's effective points to that. The problem with it is what they have done now with the pharmaceutical companies is they've coupled and combined so many different types of shots together, hence why you can't, to my knowledge now, unless you have to order one in, you can't get just a measles one-time shot. Everything comes with the MMR shot now, measles, mumps, rubella. They do this intentionally to increase uptake of these shots and increase basically the amount of inflammation that occurs with these. So again, don't fall prey to this massive fear porn they're putting out there all the time. The fact that there's 58 cases of measles that have been reported, and they're saying here, most of these cases are reported in children who have not received the measles vaccine, which that may be true, maybe not. I'd love to see the research on that because they don't provide any of that here whatsoever from the CDC. They simply send a health alert out and want to tell everybody essentially they need to make sure they go get their measles shot immediately because there is a health alert all across the country now. What do you think, Dan?
Well, I had measles. I'll never get them again.
You're alive.
I'm alive. I had chicken pox. You know, I'm alive. You know, I've never had rubella. You know, the problem is that those studies that were shown that were basically, how should I say, scrapped and, you know, and shredded, you know, back, you know, in Atlanta years ago from the Center for Disease Control, showing that the MMR shot, especially with black men, black boys, at the 18-month mark, massively increased the risk of autism. And they shredded the research. They shredded it. They actually had a little burning thing. They actually went in the kitchen there and basically put it in. And they had them bring all of the research in and shred it. And I heard they had them burn it, but I don't know how they could have burned anything without setting off smoke alarms. But you know, it's pretty crazy stuff when you realize how much cover-up there is. Now, I'm going to read this to you, too, because since we've been talking about spiritual things today, here's an article. The unmitigated racist gall of suggesting that Haitians give up cannibalism.
What? Yeah, well, is that the title of an article? Yeah.
And it's
you gotta be kidding me. No. I thought that was a joke.
Well, no, because I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's basically been published via Armageddon Prose. and what it is, it's not really, they're not saying that they shouldn't give up cannibalism. What they're saying is that the liberals are going to come in now and say, if they want to eat people, you got to let them eat people.
Oh, that's nice.
That's about where we are, isn't it? It says, sometime in the past, liberal thinkers of the Western worldview cultivated a concept called cultural relativism, which has since rendered the Western mind a stupefied mess, unable to pass any sort of moral judgment at all on other cultures, let alone assert its own superiority when it's warranted. Almost all cultures have at least something that they offer better than the rest. The culture of making art is appropriating, if you will, those elements of foreign cultures that are noble and discarding those that are not. Okay? So he's saying what they're going and say here as far as cultural relativism is that, you know, we're going to now tell people that are cannibals coming in from Haiti that because they're bringing in something that's culturally wonderful, like eating other people, we need to leave them alone.
We need.
Now, you know, I mean, and don't get me wrong, when people come in from Mexico or South America or Central America and they open a really good Mexican restaurant, I like Mexican food. I do. And as long as it's not cooked with pork, I'm good.
As long as I'm not eating people.
But I'm eating people?
Gosh.
And now we're going to have cultural relativism, and we have to basically be willing to let these people come in. So when the barbecue comes to the United States, that's his name, the guy in Haiti who likes to eat people. When he comes to the United States, and if he offers to let you come to his barbecue one day when he's having a cookout, you probably don't want to go.
You know what I find interesting about this? And I told Lana this morning. This is something that's interesting. Why in the world this aspect of cannibalism and barbecue and all this other stuff from Haiti is getting so much press coverage right now?
Is this rhetorical? You can answer it.
No, I want you to answer this in a second for the listeners. Why in the world is it suddenly we're starting to try to normalize cannibalism and try to normalize this behavior suddenly right when these individuals are coming here to the country? You find that odd?
Here's the answer to your question. In the ancient Canaanite religions, they had their children sacrificed to Moloch and to Baal. And Moloch was a huge
statue. That was an owl, wasn't it?
No, he was like a giant demon-looking guy.
Okay.
And he had his arms outstretched. There was a platform in his arms. And they would take this. If you got kids listening right now, tell them to close their ears. Don't let them hear
this. This was the Canaanites that the Israelites were told to basically wipe out every living
thing.
That's
right. Don't let your kids listen to this. Give me the bubble. Give me double cameras, Rich. And what happened is they had a giant statue. And it was like made out of bronze. And they had in the back of it was hollow. And they would take a couple cords of firewood. That's a lot of wood. And they would put this statue's huge, it's 20 feet tall. And they would basically take this statue and they would fill it full of firewood and they would light it up until it glowed red. Until it was glowing red. And then they would take their newborn children and they would lay it in the arms of the glowing red arms. And they would cook them alive. And then they would eat them. And the Israelites adopted this practice. And it really it just got God unbelievably hacked off. You can read about it in Deuteronomy. And because they had these other cultures coming in who were Satanists, and they were doing this. So they're bringing this culture, this depravity back into our world. And they want the ancient Canaanite religions to be openly practiced. We did it with abortion. Now they're going to want to do it with open human sacrifices, where this is going to go. Come back to this country in a couple hundred years, it won't exist anymore, but the world will still be here probably unless Christ comes back, and they'll be doing this again. Where it said in the Old Testament, every thought of every man was evil all the time.
Yep.
And that's why I wanted to cover that today, the spiritual warfare that we have on, and what's happening right now in the United States. That's why so many people are getting attacked. So a lot of people, Austin, when they try to do what's right, they try to get back in the church, they try to do what's right, all hell breaks loose in their life.
Yeah.
They start having all these problems. Then they have these sleep paralysis dreams and everything else. These demons don't want to let them go. They want them to be with them. The ancient Canaanite religions were introduced again after Noah's flood, and they were basically rituals for crops. In other words, the demonic entities would say, if you don't sacrifice your children, you won't get any crops.
I remember that movie from the movie Apocalypto with the Mayans.
And so what they did, they started just eating their kids. That's what this is all about. And so this is part of the satanic rituals. And see, what we have to realize is these pedophiles that do a lot of this crazy stuff, a lot of them are Satanists, and a lot of Satanists are pedophiles. But those two are mutual. They don't have to be mutually. They can be mutually exclusive. But you have a circular ring here that crosses over like that, in which there's a large group of these pedophiles who are also Satanists who are involved in these barbaric things like the consuming of children. And we talked about that in little depth before when we talked about how they put themselves in a circle around somebody like 13 people, and they create an energy field which opens a demonic portal into another realm in which information is exchanged. And that's what this is. And that's what this thing is. Okay, I have my camera back now, Rich. That's exactly what's going on down here with Haiti, with barbecue. These people are Satanists, and they worship Baal or Moloch or Asherah. I just gave you a bunch of names a few minutes ago of who they worship. And this is the group that still does this. That's why we talked about this a few weeks ago. When the Spaniards and the British and all the people came into the United States, and they found the Central American Indians, many of them, not all of them, and South American Indians, many of them, not all of them, and the American Indians, many of them, and not all of them, doing the same thing, sacrificing their children and eating them, killing other tribes and eating them, taking their hearts out of the people they slay and eating them. If you read that, if you watch that movie with Mel Gibson. You know, the Revolutionary War with Mel Gibson.
Patriot.
You watch me with Patriot. The one Indian hates this colonel, And as he's dying, he cuts out his heart. He says to him, "I will eat your beating
heart." Oh, that's Last of Mohicans.
Last of Mohicans. Yeah. He said, I will eat your beating heart. And he does. He takes, cuts the guy's heart out while the guy's staring at him and eats it while the guy still could see him. Okay, then I will wipe your seed off. This is the rituals a lot of these tribes did. So when the Christians came in, they said, whoa. These people are like animals. Not all of them, but a lot of them. A lot of them are really nice, like we had with Thanksgiving Day. You know, when that first Thanksgiving was, the pilgrims were celebrated. But a lot of the people that were out there were doing these crazy things. So the Christian church came in and said, my gosh, we've come into a bunch of heathen. Why do you think they wiped out the indigenous species like they did? I'm not saying it was right. I'm saying it was wrong. But they should have converted them to Christianity. But they couldn't get them converted. If they couldn't get them converted, they just wiped them out, giving them smallpox, banthus, and all the other crazy stuff that we did to wipe out the American Indian. So all of this stuff is part of history that you haven't been taught. All of this stuff is part of the reality of the world that you haven't been taught. And what I'm talking to you about this morning again is open portals, or open portals into hell, and demonic entities that come to and fro and who have seen you because you've lived a lifestyle that you shouldn't have lived and you've done things you shouldn't have done, and you've opened up these portals. And when you start closing these portals, these things go into full-blown panic mode. They don't want you cleaning up your life. They don't want you not smoking or drinking or doing drugs. They don't want you. They want you doing all that stuff. They want you to do everything that debases you and destroys both body, mind, and spirit. They don't want you being who you need to be for Christ Jesus. They want you back in their realm. And that's the problem, isn't it? If we allow ourselves to fall back into that realm, they have their way with us for all of eternity if we die. Always remember that. So this battle is not against flesh and blood. We've got to get that. If we don't get that, in today's show, I'm really banging this hard. I don't normally do this. I'm pretty preachy today. I got that. I had a real heavy anointing on me this morning. I really prayed hard this morning. Remember who we are in Christ. God set up a covenant with you through Jesus. It's a blood covenant. And it's not like the old Indians. Remember, they used to cut a hand and put their hands together. They were blood brothers, okay, because their blood commingled. When God created a blood covenant with you, he allowed you a tiny percentage of his omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. I mean, a billionth of a percent or whatever it is. Who knows what it is? It's tiny, but that's a lot because he's an omnipresent, all-powerful God. And so he allows you to change the fabric of space-time by the words that you speak and by the prayers that you pray, by the life that you live. But you've got to choose that, because that blood covenant. The same thing happened with the children of Israel. I mentioned that earlier when the death angel was coming into Egypt, and they painted the doorposts, the hyssop on the doorpost, with blood, and because the death angel couldn't penetrate that. Blood is very, very powerful. That was the blood of a sheep, of a lamb, right, they did that with. Can you imagine the power of the blood of Jesus, an omnipresent being that was shed for you for all of eternity, to create an everlasting blood covenant with you to God? It's unbelievable what he did. He came here and he died for you because he loved you that much. And see, that's what we have to stand on. Don't get caught up in the 14-ring political circus that we've got going on right now. It's nonsense. You're here but for a little bit of time. And remember, heaven is real and death is a lie. We don't die. These entities know that. We just change physical form. We go somewhere else. And if you understand that, you start to realize the importance of it. Well, you say, well, how old are you? Or how old are you? It doesn't mean anything. Age is meaningless when it comes to eternity. Always remember that. It doesn't mean anything because we're here forever. If you're a billion years old in heaven, or you're a billion years old and 50 in heaven, what difference does it make? You're still old and you're still there for eternity. Remember that. Always remember who we are and what God did. He created the heavens and the earth, and he sent his son, part of the triune Godhead, an omnipresent Godhead, who created the heavens and the earth, to stand on a cross, and he let his own creatures, who he built and developed and made, kill him. You have to do that. You got to flick his finger. He could come off the cross instantly. He could have called down 50,000 angels if he wanted to. It didn't make a difference. He could have called all of the angels down. They'd have come and taken him off the cross. He did it voluntarily for you because he loves you that much. But we've got to realize what Christianity is and how real it is. And if we do, it changes everything. If we don't, we live our life in this shallow realm of in and out, doing what's good and doing what's bad, and never understanding our purpose in life or the direction that we're to have. It can't be that way if you want a truly fulfilled life. It's got to be dedicated to God in all of the areas of your life. I think I should just label this Preaching 101 show today, Austin. What's your next story?
Absolutely. And also, too, in other health news, this is interesting. I saw an article here earlier because somebody was asking about it because this topic of measles keeps getting brought up. People have emailed me, you know, the 58 cases in the United States over the last 2 months. And one thing about it is I was reading the natural aspects. Somebody asked me, the natural remedies for measles and simply a way to handle it. And, you know, there's like four main phases of measles. And essentially, you know, it can be upwards of, you know, 10 days long as far as average measles cases. And it usually includes things like essentially we're talking about here as far as this affects fatigue, fever, cough, congestion, red bloodshot eyes, light sensitivity, sore throat. Basically, you get sick. You get really sick. But, again, you survive. And said one of the key things here is making sure you're keeping your child extremely hydrated. That's one of the biggest things. I've always told people that hydration with purified water is absolutely super important. Vitamin A deficiency is also a risk factor for severe measles illness. This is interesting. So vitamin A supplementation can be life-saving for those with measles. So vitamin A is something that's very important to make sure in there. Another one too, of course, vitamin C. That's standard. You guys know the vitamin C, D3, and zinc. Those three are our staple. Goes on to say here, also picks up zinc. This has a powerful antiviral and another great way to support the immune system. Zinc reduces symptoms and speeds recovery. Next one they put on there was cod liver oil, high in levels of vitamin D and vitamin K that work synergistically to support the immune system. They said also, too, the vitamin D in cod liver oil not only helps with the immune system, but also can help out fight with the measles. Also, cod liver oil is anti-inflammatory, which can help out a host of other things with that as well. And another one they added there was echinacea. They said it can help as far as immune supportive herbs and continually help out. And it talks about if there's issues with earaches, topical support, throat discomfort. And I'll post this article on the website so you guys can read through it. But again, you go back to the staple when you look at it. The vitamin C, the D3, the zinc, making sure you're staying adequately hydrated, make sure you're increasing vitamin A levels and echinacea. Those are all some main things you can do for it. But don't let the fear-mongering that they constantly put out on a regular basis through the mainstream media get everybody stifled. Because you got to remember, when you start getting really stressed out, you start getting really worn out and your cortisol goes up, that also lowers your immune system. And again, when people start getting really, really worrisome, they continue to focus on that. A lot of times the stuff you start focusing on, you'll bring about. And this is again, like Dad was talking about earlier. So one thing about it is keeping a positive mind the best as possible is a key crucial place that you have to maintain when you're maintaining overall health and nutrition, especially with something like the measles. But I just wanted to kind of throw that out there as far as the health aspect of it, because there are very easy ways to treat it regardless of what they've told you. And maintaining healthy nutrients with vitamin C, D3, and zinc is crucial. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. The United Airlines has now suffered a 10th incident in 2 weeks. I can't even come up with this stuff. I mean, United Airlines is just writing their own, you know, memes about themselves right now.
Their own epitaph.
Golly. They said a flight bound for Japan was held up for 2 hours after takeoff because the engine completely shut down. The right engine was not working. So, yeah, everybody's sitting there waiting. Turbos aren't spooling up, and you're just sitting there ready to go. And so, yeah, be cautious with these things now. Boeing's been an issue, and United Airlines is definitely getting a whole lot of blowback right now from the entire industry.
Woke,
yeah. And we talked about before, this is the side effects of this DEI program. This is why so many companies now are starting to ditch this program and going in and saying, listen, we're going to hire people in these positions that handle the position the best, that are most skilled for the position, that have the best background for the position, that are most experienced with the position. That's what we're going to do when we're building gigantic planes that fly through the air 40,000 feet, carrying hundreds of people at a time. Maybe you don't need to be worried about how woke somebody is or how purple their hair is in order to put them in position of handling mechanics and building these giant planes. Just a thought. You know, just something I'd throw out there.
Transgender walks in to an airplane, look at the person, he's it or whatever it she was, it whatever it could be, I don't know what it is, tranny, and it has a pilot uniform on.
Yeah,
pulls his hat off, got purple hair, face is covered in piercings, you know, and he's got tattoos all over his face, and he announces to the crew, announces to the audience, they're watching him, because now it's become an audience, not just a group of people driving, you know, the passengers. I am your captain this morning. I will be piloting this aircraft, and I hope I can do it okay, because I didn't get any training like I was supposed to, and quite frankly, I mean, I was too busy to tattoo parlor last night.
But my pronouns were Z-Zier and Zim, so make sure you call me by my pronouns.
You call me Z-Zier Zim, or I'll get unbelievably upset with you. So I'm going to take the captain's seat now. You know, what we hear from any reasonable passenger at this point would be the loading of luggage and stampeding to the door.
100%.
I'm getting off the airplane.
I'm a head out.
So United, yet engines don't want to start. Here's my suggestion to you. I think you need to hire more transgenders and gays that aren't trained properly. Now, if you've got transgenders and gays that are trained properly and they were the best candidate for the job and they scored the highest on the test, whatever. But when you put people in because of their beliefs, because they're woke or because of their sexual preferences, only that, what the heck are you thinking when an airplane has to fly? Like Austin said, at 40,000 feet, at 550, 600 miles an hour, for 10 or 12 hours sometimes as it crosses an ocean, do you really want somebody in there who basically is not fully trained? United, wake up. I realize that you get your funding through, you know, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock and all the rest of these people who own these big central banks, and that you have a woke agenda they want you to implement. I got it. But what the heck are you doing to your reputation? What are you doing to the passengers? What kind of risks are you taking? Do you really want to do all of this stuff? By the way, I'm getting off that. I could tear into that if I want to. I'm done with all that. This is an interesting article. Reduce the poverty migration to zero. German politicians propose crackdown on migrants seeking billions to their home countries and coming to their country just to get free everything from Germany. Well, there you go. You can thank Angela Merkel for that. You know, here's another article that's pure propaganda. In my opinion, you'll like this one. Here's my propaganda from Breitbart. It says, basically, report self-proclaimed Hezbollah terrorists arrested at the border in Texas. Yeah. I'm at the border in Texas, and I'm going to say, okay, I'm a self-proclaimed terrorist. Yeah, whatever. You know, a Lebanese migrant apprehended near El Paso, Texas, reportedly claims to be a Hezbollah terrorist. The Lebanese national claimed to be headed to New York and said he wanted to make a bomb. That doesn't sound like a fake story to me, Austin. I think that sounds very, very real. I mean, what the heck? Who believes this stuff anymore? This pure propaganda that's out here. By the way, L.A. battles a spate of burglary on tourists now.
It's
when you walk around carrying a little map trying to figure out where the stars live. You say, I'm a tourist. Look at me. As marauding gangs from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru jet in on 90-day visas and ransack millionaire mansions before fleeing back to South America. This reminds me of that. Where was that, Austin? Was it down in Miami a couple years ago when that guy was from the Middle East? He was a prince. And he decided to take his Lamborghini, I think it was a
Mercedes. Oh, gosh. No,
and race through the subdivision at 100-something miles an hour.
Yeah, that was he had a Ferrari, a LaFerrari. Yeah. And he was racing through the subdivisions like 180, 170, 180.
Open pipes.
Cooked the motor, smoking, parks the car back in his driveway. The cops show up. He's already gone in his Escalade back in his private jet.
On his diplomatic passport.
On his diplomatic passport. I remember that video. It was nuts. Running into stuff. I mean, guy was...
So, L.A., have fun with your wokeness as a spate of burglary against your tourists as marauding gangs from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru. And I've been to Chile, I've been to Ecuador, I've been to Colombia, and I've been to Peru. And these places are not some place. Well, Chile was pretty nice. It really was. It was pretty nice. It was not what I expected. The rest of these countries, they take a hardcore pass.
I was reading an article, too, and it's talking about these burglary tourists now. One of the biggest issues that they're running into as well is because everybody has realized now, like out in California, that there's no laws anymore like that are actually enforced. If you go rob somebody, you go to a home invasion, you go to jail, and you get back out in like 2 hours in a bond. It doesn't matter. Even if you're on a tourist visa and you get arrested, they just – take you to jail, give you a court date for 6 months down the road, and you just go back to your country. There's literally no recourse at all.
If they're going to fall, they're all fall.
they're down. But no. And again, guys, this is why it's so important to make sure you understand your laws in your state and your laws in your county and understand where you're living and what's starting to escalate. There's some very, very significant things that are happening. That's one of the reasons why I personally think Florida – has been on the bullseye target now for the last couple of years and trying to make an example out of the state and trying to essentially degrade it and decay it as much as possible. We're having a level of unprecedented growth right now, and it's not healthy growth at all in Florida at all. This is not
infrastructure.
This is not natural, organic real estate growth in Florida. We're having a concerted effort to turn Florida into essentially a 15-minute state, so to speak. That's what they're doing right now. I've read it. I've been reading it. I've been talking to people. The problem is with Florida is it is once a great state that it was. We're one side away from being an island. There's only one way to get out of Florida if you're down middle Florida. That's north. That's it. Unless, obviously, boats or planes. But as far as driving, there's one way out. And so what's happened is now they're using Florida as a swing state, as it always has been, and they're going to eventually try to flip the state into a total blue bastion nightmare sanctuary city. That's what they're going for. Granted, we have a good governor. We've got a good county sheriff so far, but we're in for a fight down here in Florida. These guys that are coming in from Haiti, they're not coming up here to hang out with us. They're not coming up here to go ride side by sides and enjoy the culture and come to Florida. They're here to start fights.
You know, Epcot, you know, Disney, I'm not promoting Disney. This the environment. This, the Epcot stands for Environmental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. A lot of people don't realize that.
And we are now becoming the Environmental Prototype State of Tomorrow with all these. And now I'm going to say one other thing too. That I'm going to come off the books here for a second and say something that I'm starting to realize. You know, the Deagle report saying that 250 million people are going to be dying in the United States or whatever by 2025.
Right.
I don't believe it anymore. And here's why: they're substituting it with, you know, with a bunch of illegals.
Correct.
You know, I don't think we're going to drop down to 100 million people in the United States. I think that they're going to have – and a lot of people that are dying from the clot shot, they're not being reported at all. But we're not having a massive, massive death of a population.
Not to that extent, no.
It's not happening.
I think it's almost, in my opinion, we've looked at it now, and it's almost like United States, they've kind of gone with like plan B with this. And instead of removing the population, they're going to overload the population of the United States from every other country in the world.
Remember I read that article the other day about the United Nations wanted to bring in 600 million people into the United States. And that was planned for 2020. I think the Deagle report may have been some obfuscation. They're trying to tell us this and tell us that and tell us this, because any of these statistics that you get from these people are a bunch of lies. Remember, the DIA, this Deagle is basically CIA.
Well, you got to remember, too, there's no telling whether or not either they thought that COVID, the virus, and also the shot, they may have had expectations higher. They thought more people were going to die from it.
Yeah, that's the thing about our immune system, isn't it, Austin? When you give it the right nutrients.
There you go.
God, I talked about this earlier. We're a three-dimensional interface into another dimension. I mean, God, through the blood of the Lamb, has the ability to restore your DNA, period. He does that all the time. He constantly restores us because we're in a covenant with him. And I don't think they realized what God was going to do as far as intervening in this.
Well, no, and why do you think they were doing so much push to block anybody from talking about vitamin C and D3 and zinc? I mean, every single social media platform got banned, got taken down.
Oh, yeah.
You had doctors that had 100% success rate with vitamin C with COVID patients at the very beginning. I remember talking about it in D3, March and April, and they said, no, you can't talk about that. That is fake news. That is not recommended by the CDC. You are not allowed to discuss that. We're yanking your license.
The entities that run the planet has got to be, they have to be very frustrated because they keep trying to do all this, these nefarious stuff to God's creation. And he just keeps saying, you know what? That's against the rules of engagement. I think I'll stop that.
Yeah. We were given certain tools down here, and it's up to us if we want to use them. Do we want to use high doses of vitamin C? Do we want to use zinc? Do we want to keep our D3 levels high?
Do we want to work out every
day? Do we want to exercise? Do we want to not eat a high fructose corn syrup? Those are all things that we have tools in an arsenal to fight a lot of stuff that's going on. But in my opinion, I think that COVID was supposed to be a lot more deadly than it was.
I know it was, and that's why they came so – that's why the military-industrial complex came against them. They forced soldiers to get this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You get these vaccines. And the crazy part about it is we sit back and we watch it and we go, all right, well, that worked for you guys for a little while, but now it's not working. So what do they have to do?
Right.
They have to increase the pathogenic strength.
Yep.
And they have to give you increasingly more and more deadly pathogens. And I talked about this on the show years ago. I said, they're not going to nuke us. That's a bunch of lies. There's no way the entities that run this planet are going to allow a thermonuclear war. They live here too. They're trapped down here with us.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want that to happen. Okay, they don't want us to nuke the whole planet, so they're not. It's not going to happen. Remember that time that spaceship showed up supposedly at that one military installation and deactivated all the nuclear silos? Why don't you look that one up back in the 60s? So all of this crazy stuff is here to entertain us and to scare us, Austin, because the Bible says that fear is the bad part. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear is the mind killer. It destroys everything because it paralyzes you.
Yep,
that's what they love to do. With those dreams they give you in the middle of the night with that sleep paralysis. They want to make you scared to death.
Well, and that's what they did with COVID. Everything was fear porn.
It still is.
To keep everybody controlled. If you can keep people controlled and you keep them under fear, you can get them to do anything they want. We saw that to the extent of how stupid some people behaved just based on what they saw on the internet and what they saw on television. And that's why it's so important to do your own research and maintain your overall health and just take a step back and say, hey, if it is to be, it's up to me. I'm going to be self-sufficient.
You know, it's like this. And we talked about this week already. You know, you can choose to eat clean. You can choose not to. You can choose to drink alcohol. You can choose not to. I mean, every once in a while, I've told you, I'll have a Bailey's or a glass of wine or whatever a few times a year. That's about it. I'm not telling you not to ever drink. I'm just saying it's not healthy to do that. And you don't want to get into a habit where you're doing it all the time. Every once in a while, you can have some ice cream. I got the kids the other day when they came over, your kids, my grandkids, some Haagen-Dazs, and we had a little bit of ice cream each. And quite frankly, I ate more than everybody else. This is terrible.
Surprise.
I was the first person to the ice cream container. And you know, and so I thought to myself, okay, I don't need to do that again either. But, you know, the thing about it is it's okay to do that every once in a while. It really is. But not all of the time. It's okay if you miss your vitamins every once in a while. But you got to take them on a regular basis.
Well, and that's why I've talked to a lot of people that, you know, got duped as far as with the first COVID shot. And they got the first shot. And then all of a sudden they realized, dude, this thing isn't working. This thing isn't healthy. And they got unbelievably sick. And I said, okay, you got it. Dude, run the spike protein survival kit. Get your immune system strong. It detox your body out of it. But you can't keep 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 boosters and expect anything different from what they're already happening.
I mean, if the first five didn't work, there's a high probability the next 20 aren't going to work either. Just thought I'd say that to you. And that's the thing is that when you stop and you look at it, we go back to that pesky little thing called freedom of will.
Yeah.
And we've all got to make choices in our life every single day. And we have to make the choices that are either going to benefit us or not going to benefit us. We have to make choices that are going to honor God or they're not going to honor God. And so, you know, it's like Joshua said, I'm going to quote it again. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. You choose. You pick it. Choose life, choose death. As far as me and my house, I'm going to choose life. I'm going to serve the Most High God all the days of my life to the best of my ability. Not that I'm perfect again. But the reality is that we all have to make those choices when it comes to our health, comes to taking supplements, whether we accept Jesus Christ, whether we go to church. All of this stuff is part of a daily choice that we have to make on an ongoing basis that creates our fabric of reality in this holographic universe that we live in. It's all energy. If we understand what we're in and what the words do and what we speak does, then we start to realize that we have the ability to change the fabric of time-space.
Yep.
I could do a whole show on that. And guys, listen to me. I love you. Go ahead. What do you want to say, Austin?
Appreciate you guys. And also, too, be sure to check out the Instagram page. I told you we've been rebuilding that again with team_healthmasters. Be sure to like, follow, and write a comment on some of the products we have on there. I told you guys do that. We'll send you guys a coupon code. And I sent a bunch of those out the other day for some people to put comments down, put reviews on products that we've been posting and product of the week review comments. I really appreciate that. That gets more momentum going. It also gets more people understanding and getting feedback on what the products actually do. So again, last day to get it on sale, the zinc glycinate. Keep your immune system strong and bolstered up right now with everything that's going on. And be sure to go on HealthMasters, team_HealthMasters on Instagram, and give us a follow on there. And let's build this community up more so we can start getting more and more people healthier, stronger, and awake, as far as really awake on what's really happening right now. So again, thank you for support, my friends. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
And remember, you can look at the zinc sale, the scratch and dent sale, thanks to me.
Yeah. Mike, Dr.
I love you guys. Always seek God's kingdom in all of the areas of your life. I love you guys so much.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.